Hello, and welcome to a very special spooky episode of Behind the Curtain. My name is Steven Nelson. I'm the assistant manager here at the North Bend Theater. I say it is a very spooky episode. We are, of course, recording on October 31st, Halloween Eve, or Halloween night. Of course, I will be joined by Skylar Posser here shortly, but also potentially a couple of guests here as we have our doors open for Trick-or-Treat Street. We are joined by many trick-or-treaters. And so we have our doors open to any and all potential questions. We'll see. Looks like we've got our first question here.
Hi there.
How's your night going?
So we got the mic right there. Go ahead.
Has anyone died here?
Has anyone died here that I know of within my time working here? No, but we do have what we like to believe the theater ghost that stops in from time to time. The most obvious we have is the doors will sometimes creak open, the theater ghost. And then I've heard stories of past employees having the lights kick back on them when they're closing down, and then music turning on. So, yeah, we got to keep our eyes out for the theater ghost. What a wonderful and spooky question! Oh, good heavens! I see a poop emoji coming down here. Hi there. Yes, the theater ghost. We like to call him Theodore. He's opened up some doors from time to time and then kicked the lights on and turned on music every once in a while. So, yeah. Thankfully, he hasn't interrupted any movies so far. But mm-hmm. While we are waiting for a few more questions, let you know of the show times upcoming. From November 1st through November 7th, we will have showings of E.T., the 1981. Let me double check that. 1982. We will have showings of E.T. from 1982. Friday, we will have a 6:30. Saturday, we will have a 3:30. Sunday, we will have a 6:30. Monday, we will have a 6:30. Tuesday, we will have a 3:00. Wednesday, we will have a 6:30. And Thursday, we will have a 6:30. And then starting on the 8th of November, we will have 1 week of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Friday, the 8th time is 6:30. Saturday, the 9th is a 4:00. Sunday, the 10th through Thursday, the 14th are all 6:30 shows. We have a handful of special events as well going on in the next 2 weeks. Let's see. On Saturday, the 2nd, we have Five Point Film Festival returning as part of our Mountain Film Festival. That will have doors open at 6:30, and the show will start promptly at 8:00. I see some more people. Oh. Hi there. Do you guys have a question?
What movies are coming up?
Let's see. So starting tomorrow, we have a week of E.T. So the 1982 classic. And then we'll have Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for a week. And then we will have The Wizard of Oz for a week as well before we start Frozen 2 and then Star Wars in about a month. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, we will be doing Frozen 2. 1 week of E.T., Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for a week, and then Wizard of Oz for a week. And then Frozen 2. I believe we do have a ghost here. Well, we don't really know where he is, because then he'd be a little less of a ghost and probably more of a zombie. We call him Theodore. He likes to open some doors sometimes and sometimes turn on music and stuff when it's all quiet. Yeah. Kind of like this music. Sometimes he just plays general music. He just plays our normal music that plays when people come in to see a show. You can there's a mic there too if you want to talk into that.
So why don't you name the zombie something creepy like Zorg or something?
So we call the theater ghost Theodore, because it's like a theater. So, and it's an older name, so yeah.
But what about the zombie?
We don't have a zombie yet. So, the guy in the spooky costume. So those are the two owners. The two owners are dressed up there handing out candy. So those are my bosses. I don't know. If they do, they're gonna scare me too. So. Okay. Ah, there's my partner in crime. Oh. I've had a lot of questions about Theodore the ghost. So,
oh.
Yeah. Well, there's a chair right here there, buddy. Hi there. Do you guys have any questions about the movie theater? Yes. Yes, I will be one of the first to admit, having worked here, yes. We are actually going through the process of getting new seats. It's a very long process about measuring room width and all of everything, and then accessibility compliance as well, and the whole process. But we're slowly working on the initial process. So I'm very excited. Some seats are better than others, and then some movies are so engrossing. The Infinity War, so engrossing, didn't realize they were as uncomfortable given the length. So, yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. You will. Yes, if you'd like to go on the stage, go ahead. There's a, I think it's Michigan area. There's a movie theater that has murals on all of the auditorium walls of the local area. So the lake, I think Lake Michigan, and then that whole lakeside town and everything. We were doing research, updating our website, and that was a website we came across for independent theaters. And it's like absolutely crazy. They have like local references and everything. So like if we had we have Sasquatch on our back, the back of our back door. That's true. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Have a good one. Happy Halloween. Hi there. Do you guys have any questions about the movie theater? Why is there a movie theater in North Bend? Well, there was a movie theater here very early on in North Bend's history. And I think enough people over time have wanted to keep it here. So this one here has been here for so long that it's just stayed, and enough people have been interested in keeping it here. So, I mean, I certainly appreciate it here because I'm able to work here. But, oh, wow, there's blood dripping down the mask. That's a sight. We do have a theater. We like to think we have a theater ghost. We've called him Theodore. He opens doors. Sometimes he plays music when we don't touch anything and music starts playing. So, yeah. It's a little spooky. Ah, hi there. Do you guys have any questions about the movie theater? Mm-hmm. Does it have a ghost? We do have a ghost. We call him Theodore. We don't really know. That's kind of the thing with ghosts. You don't normally know where they are. Sometimes they like to spook up on you. Sometimes they like to be left alone. Ours likes to open doors and turn on music every once in a while. So he's pretty calm, I think, for most ghosts. At least I like to think so. An invisible zombie? I don't know. I don't think I've seen him. So, I mean, we don't have a visible zombie, but that doesn't mean we don't have an invisible zombie. So we might. Yeah. I think you're onto something. I think we'll have to, I'd say keep my eyes open, but if he's invisible, I can't see him. So, uh-oh. I'll have to. Really? Are you going to throw me some candy, Skylar? Hi there. Do you guys have any questions about the movie theater? No? Okay. I appreciate to hear that. Pounds of popcorn. Popcorn itself's not very heavy. It probably fills this auditorium 10 plus times over, though. So, Have a happy Halloween. You too. I couldn't tell you. I'm going to be really disappointing to you right now and say that, be honest with you, and I haven't seen either of those movies. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a weird question. Yeah, that's... Screenshot from Shazam. Apparently the cast and crew were in the background of, or some of the cast and crew were in the background of a action shot where Shazam is like running down that I hadn't noticed. It's like, oh, oops, someone forgot to clear the set. Yeah. Oops. Yeah, you too. Happy Halloween. Hi there. That's what they tell me I am. Oh, watch out for the stairs. You guys got any questions about the movie theater? What's that? That's supposed to be Frankenstein's lair or laboratory. It's where I do the experiments. That's, I believe it loops. Yeah, I don't think anything's crossed by. No, supposedly there's a potential that a zombie or something might jump out there, but they haven't told me. I guess I'm going to get freaked out too if that happens. So, yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's two Spider-Mans. Whoa. How do we get this on the screen? Well, there's a big old projector in there that's plugged into a computer. We just hit some buttons and it starts projecting. Happy Halloween. Is that three? Whoa, it's three spots. Hi there. Got a question about the North Bend Theater?
About what?
About the theater.
When did the theater open originally?
Oh, that's a little bit of a complicated question. This building itself was built in 1942 for showing in I believe, May of 1942. But originally, the North Bend Theater was actually located in the building next door. And I actually don't know when that original opening date was. This one was 1942, yes. I believe they might be covered up by decorations, but some of the original ticket stubs from that first year of operating up in the lobby. Wow. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. This building was built in 1942, so it's about, I think it's 70, my mental math is bad, 75 plus years old. So, what's Frankenstein's real name? Well, that is a that is an interesting question. So, are you talking about Frankenstein's monster or Dr. Frankenstein? I don't know. I don't know what his real name is. It could it his last name is probably Frankenstein, because usually doctors use their just use their last name. So then maybe his first name is Frank, so it's Frank Frankenstein? Is that Frankenstein's monster? Oh, goodness. That is a fact I should know, and I actually don't. I don't know what the first movie that played here was. The next movie that played? The next movie that's playing coming up? Oh, the next movie that's coming up. Tomorrow we start 1 week of E.T. Happy Halloween. Hi there. Do you have a question for the theater? Question about the theater? Ah, that's good to hear. Thank you. Yes, we call it Behind the Curtain. We do an episode every 2 weeks. Go over show times and then a little bit of behind the scenes as far as what it takes to put on things like the Mountain Films or special events or just some of the goings-ons of how we operate. So, when are we going to get... I don't know if we're going to get Scream. We should probably do a couple of classic classic scary movies. I actually don't have a date, but I will bring that up the next time we're looking at films. So... So it was actually renovated. So it was I think turned into a hotel, and now it's a series of businesses and apartments above. Okay. And then they built this. I think there was a couple years on the in between, and then they built this up, and then started the North Bend Theater again. So, I've worked here for over 6 years. It changed ownership last April, not this past, but the April before, the closing day. The sale was April 1st, which was a funny day. And then May 1st was closing, I believe. So, I think year and a half or so. Yeah. Been fun. It's interesting going from one owner to another in a small business like this. It's interesting to see the different perspectives, and then Beth coming in with a lot more ideas and coming in with different programming and everything. So started doing more music, more comedy, bunch of stuff. So yeah, it's been fun. It's definitely hard knowing the Issaquah Megaplex and everything. There's a bit of competition. That's why we've had to diversify. So, But yeah. Happy Halloween. Hello. Do you guys have any questions about the North Bend Theater? My favorite food. I do enjoy a good taco. Taco Tuesdays are a very fun day to look forward to. Happy Halloween. My favorite candy. Oh, that's a very difficult question. I do like a good Crunch Bar. Crunch Bars are very good. But Reese's Peanut Butter also very delicious. So, yes. Happy Halloween. Ah. Hi there. Happy Halloween. My monster's name? People call him Frankenstein.
That's your name.
Or, well, they call him Frankenstein's monster. I'm going to be very disappointing and tell you that they're calling me Frankenstein. I'm actually When I put this on, I believe I'm a general practitioner of medical science. So they're saying that I'm Frankenstein. And
so I have a lump. Can you look at it?
I don't know if I'm qualified for that either. Okay. Oh, that. Yeah, I have some bad news about that. That's not natural. I'm pretty sure humans aren't supposed to have horns growing out of their head. Hi there.
Hi.
You guys got a question about the theater? Or anything, really? I, right now, am recording a podcast. It is, we call it Behind the Curtain. It's the North Bend Theater's podcast. So we talk about our show times and then a bit about what we do here at the North Bend Theater, how we operate and some of the behind the scenes. So sometimes we'll talk about what movies we're trying to get, sort of our thought process behind picking different movies, and then sometimes on how we organize some of the bigger events and stuff. So it's kind of cool. It's usually pretty pretty down to earth. So it's nothing. We don't like hype it up or anything. We don't have like crazy music or anything. So it's usually just myself and the manager sit down on this table and just talk about theater stuff. So yeah, I like your guys' costumes. Have a happy Halloween. Hi there. Do you guys have a question? We're recording one of our podcasts. We call it Behind the Curtain. It's just about the North Bend Theater or anything.
Oh.
So yeah, we for the most part, it's one movie at a time. For first run films, it's almost guaranteed. So if we're showing like Frozen 2 or trying to think of another example, any of the Disney movies, we have to have it by itself. Sometimes we'll double stack if it's been out for a little while.
Yeah, because how do you choose? Like, if it's not a obvious Disney movie, it's just how do you choose? Okay, this is the one for this.
It's a very hard pick.
Yeah.
So we're recently been going back to some classic films.
Oh, cool.
So starting tomorrow, actually, we'll have E.T. for a week.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll have Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for a week, and then Wizard of Oz for a week.
Oh, nice.
Leading up to Frozen 2. So because some of the movies that have already come out, if we get them late, the attendance is already low. But doing one of the older films brings in people like, I haven't seen that film in years. So they're more willing to come down.
I've never seen Wizard of Oz in theaters. I've just seen it on like VHS.
Mm-hmm, same. Yeah. Yeah, any like half day in art class from middle school, and we'd see Wizard of Oz. So I've seen the first half of Wizard of Oz probably hundreds of times at this point. So happy Halloween.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mic's on if you want to. Do you have any questions or anything? No? How's your Halloween going?
Good.
You get any cool candy?
Uh-huh.
Did you see any cool other costumes or anything?
Yeah.
What's your favorite costume you've seen so far?
I saw Hagrid, and this adult was dressed up like Hagrid, and mm-hmm. his son was dressed up like Harry Potter.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah,
going with the whole family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your costume?
Katrina.
Is that I want to say Book of Life, or is it
it's
something else?
It's from Coco.
Oh, okay, Coco. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Happy Halloween.
Why do you never, like, show any creepy movies for kids?
Creepy movies for kids. That's an interesting question. We don't do a whole lot of scary movies because we've seen in the past that their attendance isn't all that great. But there's quite a lot of classic horror films. Both kid-friendly and more of the adult ones that are would be something that we would be looking at in the future. We're actually started doing some more classic films. So I think the a couple of horror films in a row is actually probably a pretty good idea. So that's definitely something we're going to be looking at here in the next couple months. So,
and can we go on there?
Can you go on the stage? Yes, you can go on the stage. Just be careful. When do you have to get tickets for Banff to not miss out? That's... I wish we had a way to standardize what day they go up,
yeah.
And a better way to reach everyone for, like, leading up to when they go out, because they sell out within 2 to 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's something that I think we are still working on for, like, a better communication on those. We recognize every year it sells out quick, and there's tons of people who are like, hey, like, I didn't get tickets, like, wait list or something. But there's the one little bit of hope I can give you is that every year there's always people that buy tickets right off the bat and then have to switch stuff around. So every once in a while we'll have a couple of tickets extra amongst the shuffle. So if you're, like, in desperate need, like, give us a call. We can put you on the list. And then in the future, I really want to try and get a better solution and a better at communicating when tickets are going to go on sale and how we do that. So, it's probably our most on demand showings, of anything we put on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great atmosphere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween. Thank you to everyone that's come by and asked us some questions. It's been a real blast to come and see some fun costumes and get to know some more of the community, ask some fun questions. With that, we're going to call it an episode. Thank you for tuning in. The next episode will be mid-November. Talk more about our coming home series and some of the upcoming blockbusters, such as Frozen 2 and Star Wars. We hope to catch a movie with you.